So we've learned already a few pieces from the Sefer Kedai Rabbi Shimon by Pinchas Friedman, author of Shvile Pinchas, Shlita. So in Maimer Mem Zayin, he has a Maimer where he describes the role of the Zohar in getting us out of Galus. I figured that would be an appropriate Maimer to learn on Lag BaOmer itself. Maimer Mem Zayin, Sefer HaZohar Yifkun Bei Min Galusa Berachmei. That through the revelation of the writings of the Zohar, the Jewish people will be redeemed from Galus with great love and with great mercy. Let's take a look. Aleph. Lag BaOmer Hayom Shenichtav Bo HaZohar HaKadosh. So there's a lot of different things that we're celebrating today. What happened on Lag BaOmer? Was Lag BaOmer the day that Rabbi Shimon passed away? Was Lag BaOmer Rabbi Shimon's birthday, like the B'nai Sasser and the Munkacher and others point out? Was Lag BaOmer the day that Rabbi Shimon came out of the cave, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out? Right, what is Lag BaOmer? What happened? Is Lag BaOmer just the day that Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying and is not necessarily connected to Rabbi Shimon? Is Lag BaOmer the day that Rabbi Akiva says the Chidon at Tshuva? That the second yeshiva that Rabbi Akiva built, when he went to start over again, that was on Lag BaOmer. That's what we're celebrating, says the Chidon. So there's a lot of different things that we're trying to tap into. Lag BaOmer, we saw yesterday the Shalos and Tshuvos Mayim Chayim. They were celebrating that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died, he left a son who was Kamoso. A lot of different emotions of the day, and they're both true. They're all true. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. But perhaps there's something more to the day that we're going to talk about right now. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman in Osal. Kvar hevanu kama pamim mashabir habnei yisaster. Hatam l'simcha gadola b'lag b'omer. What is the source of joy on this day? There are many sources of joy. But one of them is, Hine yom azel lag ba'omer yom adihilula de Rishimon ben Yochai, bo ba'yom al shmei meromen. This is the day, this is the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is the day he ascended on high. V'hosef levar b'divei kadsho, ki ikar ha-simcha hu, so what's the simcha then? We lost our great Rebbe. What was the simcha in the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Again, we're celebrating his magnificent life, but we no longer have Rabbi Shimon. So what are we celebrating? So perhaps we can explain, he says, the B'nai Sasser explains, based on a passage in the Zohar itself. That on the day of his passing, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turned to his student Rabbi Abba, and he told Rabbi Abba, I'm going to reveal to you certain things that I'd like you to put in writing, to record. This was the day that the Zohar was written down. I mean, it's not the death of Rabbi Shimon that we're celebrating. It's we're celebrating the fact that just like when a candle is about to be extinguished, it flares up one last time. So, Lahavdil, right, Rabbi Shimon, as his candle is about to be extinguished, not extinguished, chas v'shalom, in the sense that the neshama, ne'er Hashem nishmas adam, is extinguished, and the neshama moves on. But its existence within the guf is going to come to an end. So too, his neshama, his flame, flared up one last time. What does that mean? It means that the Torah that he wanted to share was shared like never before. There was an explosion of light. And Rabbi Abba was given permission to write it down, and that's the celebration of Lag BaOmer. The celebration that the Zohar was put into print, the teachings, the deep teachings of the various gatherings of Rabbi Shimon, the Idra Rabba, the Idra Zuta, the various groups of Talmidim that he was teaching. This was the day when Rabbi Abba was given permission to record those teachings. Now he quotes a paragraph. This next paragraph is from the Zohar Kadosh. I'm debating if we should read it, and if you turn the page, you'll see at the top of the next page he translates it into Lashon HaKodesh. So it's a Kedai. It's a Kedai Rabbi Shimon to butcher this piece. Right, I'll try to read it. I'll try.
The Targum Aramaic is so holy.
Yeah, okay. So let's try. We'll translate it also. But let's see. Okay. So you're saying it's Tiari Val Yaver. It can't be skipped over. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Hahashta Shata Dera Usahu. Va'ana Be'ina Lameya Belo Kisufa La Alma Da'ase. V'hamilin kadishin delo galion ad hashto be'ena legala kamei shchinta delo yemrin deha begriusa istalkna me'alma v'ad kan tamirin havu bilibai l'meo b'hu la'alma da'asi v'kach asadrana l'chu Rabbi Abba Yichtov Rabbi Elazar Bari Yil'i v'shar chavraya yirachshun bilibai. Okay, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Shimon. Harihata shas ratzon hu. Rabbi Shimon says that what? It's a shata d'ra'usa. Ra'usa means the time of ratzon. V'ani rota lichanis below busha. Lo'olam ha, but I want to go, again in the Lashon of the Zohar, below kisufa. I don't want to go shamefaced, embarrassed into the world of truth. So therefore I want to give one final drasha. I want to megal of things that have not yet been revealed. That people shouldn't say he left the world in a less than ideal fashion. Until now these matters have been concealed in my heart. Rabbi Abba Yichtov, Rabbi Elazar, my son, Ya'amol, will be osek in these things, in these teachings. V'shara chaverim yirachshu b'libam. And everyone else will be stirred in their hearts. Okay, so this was the moment that Rabbi Shimon was about to be megal of the Satorah, so that he could leave the world in a most glorious fashion. Me'ata, Omer Abnei Yisaschar, ki ha-simcha gedola b'lagba Omer Yom Petira Shoshal Rashbi. What's the simcha of Rashbi's Petira? Ki b'yom zeh nosan Rashbi reshus l'talmid Rabbi Abba lichtov esodos ha-mubu'ar mizor ha-kadosh. This was the day that Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai gave permission to make sure that these teachings shall not be lost. Nimtza ki yom zeh, who bebechinas matan Torah shall Torah sanistar. That's what today is. A regal achas, in one sentence. To sum up what today is the day of Kabbalah Satorah for Torah sanistar. Which means today is the day to daven, that Hashem should give you a nice portion in Pnimiya Satorah. That you should see the Torah in a deep way, you should understand new things. New revelations. Chidushei Torah, the unfolding of Torah. As you get closer to the light of Mashiach. Vizeh Ramaz HaKosav, this is what the pasuk hints to. Gal Einai. V'abita niflaus mitorah secha. Gal, of course, perish Gal, who remez al Lag Ba'Omer. That on Lag Ba'Omer, the eyes were uncovered, our eyes are open, and we're able to see wondrous things. Shavo hincha rash mitorah sanister ledoras olam. Uviyom zem esugal shiigal HaKadosh Baruch Hu enei ha'odam liros niflaus chelak hasod shavitam. This is the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, again, opened up our eyes to see things like nothing we've ever seen before. Continues the Bnei Yisachar. Lefiza Moisef Bnei Yisachar Levar. Minag Yisrael Torahu. Lahadlik Neiros Umaoros Biyom Zeh. What's the Indian of bonfires? What's the Indian of large fires? All of Eretz Yisrael last night was on fire. Mamish on fire. And for days, the roshem that the fire leaves. It's one of the things that fire leaves a very clear mark. Right, both in terms of its physical presence, but even after it's gone, the smell that lingers. The smell in general we spoke about is a very Mashiach-tik thing. So fire has an ability to leave a strong smell. Dafka, a very strong smell. So what's this idea? What's with all these fires? What's all this ish, all these neiros that are being ignited? L'chvod the Tana Rashbi. L'chvod ha'or ki tov shemasu lesnotis biyom zeh hayakar lag ba'omer. Says the Bnei Yisachar, what's with all the fires? Says the Bnei Yisachar, what's with all the fires? I'll tell you what's with all the fires. The fires is a recognition of the light that began to emerge, to burst forth new lights in the darkness on this day. Tov yamim kodem matan Torah, lag ba'omer, 17 days before Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Hanigla, of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Ulechavod nishmas ma'or ha-Torah mutzina kadisha asher nizgala b'yom hazeh. U'b'yom hazeh olo l'shmei meromim v'hiyoma dehilula dilei la'or nasa v'neilech. Lechavod sifro ha-kadosh Zohar. The name of the Sefer is itself an illuminated name. Ha-meyer u'mavhik misofa olam v'atzofo. Hu-meyer lanu b'galu seinu ad ki yavo mashiach sekeinu. And that light, as the Galus gets longer and darker, Olam Hazeh is compared to Lila, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Galus is compared to darkness, and therefore as the Galus schleps on, and the darkness gets thicker, and intensifies, so you need a brighter flashlight to find your light. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, as time goes on, has given us a brighter flashlight. What's the brighter flashlight? The brighter flashlight is the Zohar, the illuminated text of Pnimiya Sator. Oh, space. B'schus HaZohar, called the Fiat question.
Just
is
this these two things arguing each other that one second's on the death or
no, not at all. Again, that's why I gave the mashal of a candle before it's extinguished. It flares up, right? It bursts forth with new light one last time. No, so but again, if Rabbi Shimon's death is the whole story, so what do we celebrate? That's a tragedy. It's dafka because he was coming to the end of his life that he felt a certain achrayus, some lo'ach shavei Masai, to leave the Tzar for us, and it was with his Patira that he left us this treasure, this flashlight, to carry us through the Galus. So that's what we're celebrating. His death is a death like any other tzaddik, which has an element of sadness. Right? It's a tragedy. We've lost our connection to a certain tzaddik. But Rabbi Shimon gave us a tremendous gift to carry us through. Okay, Bizchus Zohar HaKadosh is Or Yisrael B'tshuva. Now, let's go a step further. What do we accomplish when we study Zohar? So you say, we don't study Zohar. Well, maybe we should study. But I thought you need to be 40 to study Zohar. So, let's see. On Lag BaOmer, maybe we can talk a little different than we talked the rest of the year. Let's see. Hinei ki kein davar b'ito matov. At a time like this, how fitting it is, laharchiv ksat ha-dibur ha-kadushas ha-livin v'zohar kadosh. Let's talk about the value of learning the sacred Zohar. What can we gain from it? Now again, it's not even so much a question of understanding it, but the words themselves are imbued with such kedusha, no different than the Torah itself, where every word, just reading the words, has a hashpah on a person. Now there's a big question, when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, is that true? If you sit and just read pages and pages of Gemara without understanding anything that you're reading, is that beneficial? Is that a mitzvah? So, I think those of us who come from this Beis Medrash, right, I mean the Beis Medrash where we shown by Yochai, would say it has to be that when you read the words of Abaye and Rava, when you read the statements of the Gemara, even if you don't understand what you're saying, there's no question that if you're from that, again, the Beis Medrash, Rishon Baruch Hai, the Baal Shem Tov, where everything that a Jew does matters, there's no question that you're osek in a holy thing, it's going to have hashpah on you. Is it better to understand it? Of course it's better to understand it. In Nigla, is it technically a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That's a big discussion. But we would all be comfortable, I think, to say that it has hashpah on a person. It has hashpah on a person. Okay, but again, there's a distinction between Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. What about Zohar? What about the Zohar Kadosh? What type of transformation takes place when a person comes into contact with the Zohar Kadosh? Just reads the word. So let's see what he says. How does it transform a person? And again, we may not understand it. We may not be given rishus to try to understand it. But is there something to just reading the words? Just immersing ourselves in its words, even if it would be inappropriate for us to try to grapple with its ideas. So, he quotes a passage from the Zohar itself, the Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Naso. Kiraya Mehemna, Shaya Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu Amar L'Rashbi. There's a section of the Zohar called the Raya Mehemna. There are different sections of the Zohar. Raya Mehemna means the faithful shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu is known as the Roa Ne'eman, the faithful shepherd. And the Neshava Moshe Rabbeinu taught certain things to Rishon Bar Yochanan. Okay, we'll leave it at that for now. I think that's more than enough for us, even on Lag BaOmer. Okay, but that's what it said. I'll just tell you what the words say here. Rai Mehemna, which is the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, said to Rashbi, Shebizchus halimud bezara kadosh, shesharsho mibina, we'll try to explain what that means, or Pinchas Friedman will, hanikres ima ilah, yisku yisrael letzeis min agalas barach. It's dafka the Zohar, which comes from that world, that Svira of Bina, which is known in the Svarim as Ima Ilah, the highest feminine point in the Sviros, so to speak. We'll see what that means. In the merit of our connection to the Zohar, which comes from Bina, which emanates from Bina, we'll see what it means, will be Zohar to come out of the Golis with Rachman. Okay, let's read the lesson of the Zohar. Hamaskilim Yavinu, Misitra de Bina, de Iyo Ilana de Chayim. When we attach ourselves to the Sitra de Bina, the side of Bina, which is the Ilana de Chaya. Diginayu itmar v'amaskilam yazhiru kezar harakia. The well-known pasuk in Daniel, right? A pasuk in Daniel, in Lashon HaKodesh, ha'maskilam yazhiru kezar harakia. That the maskilim, the those of deep understanding, will be illuminated like the Zohar harakia. What does that mean? Bahai chibura, di lach, di iu sefer ha-zohar, min zohara di ima ilah tshuva. This holy work, the Zohar, which emanates from Ima Ilah, which comes from that place of Bina, from that sphere of Bina, which is very much connected to Tshuva, as we'll see. We'll have to see what Bina has to do with Tshuva. When would you say in the calendar we're more focused on Tshuva than any other time? You'll say Elul. Elul is a good answer. It may be an even better answer than Tishrei. Because if you're only starting to think about Tshuva at the beginning of Tishrei, right, you're already running behind schedule. Court is scheduled for Tishrei. So you need to prepare your documents, and you need to prepare yourself to make a good presentation when you come to court. So Elul is the month, I would say, that we're most focused on Tshuva. What's the gematria of Elul? 67. What's the gematria of Bina? Bina, 67. What is Bina, says the Zohar? Bina is that outer point from which tshuva emanates. That's where tshuva comes from. We'll have to explain what that means. But a person who's connected on the madriga of Bina is tapping into tshuva. That's why Elul is gematria of Bina. Okay? But that's not what it says. I'm just adding that point. But what he's saying here is, again, the Sefer Zohar also comes from Bina. Which means, Rabosai, what's he being Marami's to us? We know what he's going to say. What's he telling us? He's telling us that a person who studies Zohar has his oris for tshuva. By coming into contact with the Zohar, which emanates from that sphere of Bina, you're essentially coming into contact with the Shoresh of tshuva. Yeah? Let's read on in the Zohar. We begin the Asid in Yisrael, Limita Milana Dachaya. Niyu, high sefer Zohar. And since the Jewish people are eventually going to be Zohar to taste from the tree of life, namely the sefer Zohar, Yifkon vei min galusa barachamei, we will emerge from the galus with love and with mercy, with compassion. V'yaskayim v'ho n'ashem v'adad yanchenu v'eini mo el nechar. Okay, let's just read the translation. Again, just make sure we got the idea. V'atargum l'ashen ha-kodesh, v'amaskin l'mi abinu, mitzad ha-bina shu eitzachayim. Alav namar v'amaskilim yashiru kazar rakia. Ba'oso chibor, with this work, with this text. Ba'osar chibor shel chashu sefer ha-zohar, me'azohar shel aim ha-elyona tshuva. Ve'eila lo tzorech nisayim. Uveglal shasidim yisrael lito me'etz ha-chayim. Shu oso sefer ha-zohar, yatsu bo min ha-golos berachamim v'yizkayim behem, Hashem badad yinchenu v'ein imo el necha. Okay, good. Now, yeah. Yeah, so that's a good question. What does that line mean?
Tshuva
yila. Be'ela lo tzarech nisayon. Yeah, what do you think it means?
It's just like they'll be doing tshuva so much, like so high level, and they won't have to have nisayon. I don't know.
You're saying be'ela lo tzarech nisayon, meaning a person who's connected to what? To the Zohar, is so tapped into tshuva that he won't have nisayon? That's how you understand
Eila? You don't need to have that to like mechaper.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if Rav Pinchas Friedman explains it to us. If not, we're going to have to come back and ask ourselves again what that line means. Be'ela lo tzarech nisayon. See, Be'ela, it doesn't say that the people necessarily aren't going to be tested. Be'ela lo tzarech nisayon makes it sound, to me, it sounds more like he's saying that the Zohar, the mitzias of contact with the Zohar is a vada. That there's no, right? Like the phrase, so you say something has been proven, you say it's a baduku menusa. Right? It's been tested, it's been proven. So Be'ela lo tzarech nisayon, I think maybe what the Zohar is saying here is that you don't need to question this mitzias. You'll see it in a very clear way. It's clear as day. It's kazoah harakiyah. That a Jew who comes into contact with the Zohar Kadosh, comes into contact with Bina, comes into contact with Tshuva, and Vadai, that will lead to Gula. That's what the Zohar is promising us. That this book and its kohos will bring us to Gula. So explains the Pinchas Friedman. We see from this shnei yisodos eitanim. We see two strong principles. Shorash achidushim bezara kadosh hu mi bina shu bechinas eitzachayim v'hi nikreis ima ilah shemisham nimshach or hatshuva. The first thing we learn is that the Zohar Kadosh is connected to bina. It's connected to the eitzachayim, the shorash of life itself. And from there, we're able to extract tshuva for ourselves. And secondly, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, "Mizchus halimud b'zohar kadosh niska letzeis me'agalas brachman." And it's really two principles which are one and the same. That by coming into contact with the ilana dechaya, with the etz chayim, with ima ilah, with the zohar, with tshuva, memela in that zchus, Klal Yisrael will emerge from the galus. V'arachi b'bir advarim she'ashav l'chol nefesh. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, I'm going to take a very lofty thing and bring it down in a way that's al derech avoda, that it'll be for everyone, something we all can relate to and apply to our lives, not just to fly in the Himmel and be osek in things that are beyond this world, but to try to really use this as a springboard for tshuva, for changing ourselves, for bringing the gula. Oskim. Shorash ha-tshuva me'olam ha-bina imeila. So let's first talk, what does that mean? This concept that tshuva comes from bina, that's very nice, and elul gematria bina, so what? What does that mean? What does that mean that tshuva is bina? What does it mean ima ilah? Right? The concept of ima ilah. Yadua meforsam ki bina hanikres ima ilah hi olam ha-tshuva. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, it's well known that these three concepts go together. That bina is referred to as ima, as again the feminine aspect of the higher parts of the spheros, And that is, it's dafka from Bina that tshuva emanates. He says, that's well known. He olam tshuva. What's the source for this idea? Makura davar bizar kadosh parshas lech lecha nishmasa isara b'tshuva diskari bina, that the neshama has an awakening to tshuva, and that comes about through that which is referred to as bina. V'chein mavur od b'ray mehemnan parshas naso pekuda da hi mitzvah tshuva v'da ihu bina, and this again, this mitzvah of tshuva is through bina. V'zeh shamar navi, and in case you want scriptural support for this idea, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafelo," that a person comes to bina and then he can come to tshuva. That bina and tshuva go hand in hand. When you come to bina, you're coming to tshuva. When you're coming to tshuva, you're coming to bina. K'al yedei she'adam isdavik v'midas bina bebechinas ulevavo yavin, by making contact with bina, uzocha lahamshech misham or hatshuva, he comes to tshuva. That's what the Navi Yeshaya is telling us. Now, what does that mean? V'derech hapshat. Hakavana bezel pima amaram sota daf gimel amar alef. Ein adam over avera elam kein nichnas bo ruach shtus. This is a very important maimon Chazal. Chazal saying sota gimel amar alef, a person doesn't come to do an avera unless he experiences a fit of temporary insanity. Because no chavra, because it's so unnatural, right? Whether you want to say it in the language of the Maharal or of Cook or whoever you want to quote. The basic idea being that sin, chait, is totally unnatural for a Jew. It's not who we're meant to be. So much so that the Gemara can say in Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Dalin, Afal Pisha Chata Yisraelu. Afal Pisha Chata Yisraelu. You can do a chait, and you can do a lot of chatam, and you're still Yisrael. Why? Because chait is so foreign from you. No matter how much you're involved in it, it's still not you. It's not a reflection of who you are. In the language of the Maharal, it's mikra, right? It's happenstance by a Jew. It's just foreign to you. It's not your essence. Not a giloy of your essence. So when a person does an avera, the Gemara in Sota is telling us, a person cannot do an avera. A Jew cannot come to do an avera, ain't adam, right? Atem kriyan adam, like we saw yesterday. A Jew can't do an avera unless he experiences, again, a ruach shtus. Unless he's not being himself. Because being himself, by definition, has no shaychus to chay. There has to be a ruach shtus. Hare mevuar ki shorash achet hu machmas shenestalku imenu binasa. What does it mean, a ruach shtus? Ruach shtus means I'm acting like a crazy person. I'm acting without bina. Bina means what? Bina means refined thinking. Chachma is still just the beginning of an idea. Bina is grounded. Bina is stable. A person who has a ruach shtus is unfortunately not mentally well. He's not balanced. He's mentally imbalanced. So therefore, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, the shorish of chait is when a person detaches himself from a place of bina, he's not thinking right, and therefore he's able to come to this ruach shtus which allows him to sin. Ki im hayim is bonein b'minasa, like Shimbi said, if he would just have been in a state of zboninus, if he would be thinking, if his brain would be turned on in the right way. Hayim even ki rak shotem esugo limrod b'melech malchim lach v'kadosh baruch hu. Who in their right mind would speak out against the king of all kings? You have to be crazy to do such a thing. It doesn't make any sense. Lachain shorash hatshuva hu sheyizka adam l'or habina. So therefore, to come to tshuva, to repent, if you did an avera because you were acting crazy, the way to come back to Hashem is to what? To come to a place of thoughtfulness, of mindfulness. To come to a place of bina. K'dei sheyucho legarish ba as ruach hashtus shemekir bo bevechinas levav yavim b'shav ruach alam. To come back to a healthy place, right? Again, that language of refuah permeates the writings of Rav Kook when he talks about tshuva. How chayit is an illness. Chayit is a sickness. It doesn't make sense. It's foreign. It's totally foreign to the gufa ha-yehudi, to the neshama of a Jew. It's just a foreign, it's a virus. It's an illness. It's a ruach shtus. Okay? Uvatinu remez na alkach v'divrei ha-avodis Yisrael ha-magid ha-kadosh mi-kajitz z'chusu yegen aleinu in his writings on Yom Sheni Shal Pesach. The kajitz are magid offers the following explanation to help us again to better understand this idea. Bina means clarity. Clarity means serving Hashem. Lack of clarity, lack of bina, lack of tshuva, lack of being where a person belongs, he drifts away. And of course, then the Ruach Shtus comes and he does the favors. He explains Kadosh Yisr Magid. Let's see. Nira lefarish al derech ha-pasuk. Yiras Hashem hi chachma visur meira bina. Perish, mishu sar meira v'oset tshuva. If a person wants to detach from negativity and he wants to be osek in tshuva, That's a good thing. So he says, that is Bina. What does the pasuk say? Sur Meira Bina. A person who is doing tshuva is getting away from negative things. That's tshuva. Says the pasuk, very before Rosh and Iyov, that is Bina. What does it mean, that is Bina? Hu Bina. Ben Yud Hey. Bina, he says, Osios Ben Yud Hey. What does that mean? Kidichsiv Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem V'chulim. Our pasuk from yesterday in Parshas Re'eh, that when a Jew does tshuva, he's Osek in Bina, and he's becoming a Ben Ka. He's becoming a Ben of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's becoming a child of Hashem. A child who has a very close relationship with the parent, like we explained yesterday, such a close relationship that the bond is inseparable. It can't be broken under any circumstance. So too, when a Jew returns to Hashem, he's acknowledging the fact that no matter how far he's drifted, he's always really meant to be in the presence of Hashem. I'm a Ben Melech. Banam Atam L'Hashem Elokech. V'odio, sir. We go a step further, says Kashas or Magid. Sheben Ka Muravim B'Shiluf. What does that mean? Le'eros chibas hakodesh machmas she'oseh tshuva hu misdabek b'kadosh baruch hu ba'achtes gamor kiviyachol u'ma'agam she'osios ben kodem osios yud hei beis kodem liyud v'nun kodem lehei. What's he saying? What is he saying? The mu'rav and the shiluf. He's saying the letters are mixed together, interconnected, right? We don't say that the sphira that tshuva comes from is called Baneha. The sphira is called Bina. So look how it's built. It's a Beis and a Yud, a Nun and a Hey. So it's Ben with Yud Hey, but it's all mixed together, interwoven, in a very neat fashion. Not in a totally scattered fashion. Ben is in order and Yud Hey is in order, but they're interlocked, is what the Kashas of Magid is emphasizing. Mashal Ben. So he says, what does this mean? He says, I'll show you how this word is in fact a mashal. It's being meramit something, just the arrangement of the letters. Why isn't it just Beis Nun Yud Hey? Why is it Beis Yud Nun Hey? Bina, why are they interwoven in that way? Mashal Ben, Shumitateya Baderach. V'acher Kach, Shumis Yashay V'holich Baderach Yashay. Imagine a son, again, who was wandering aimlessly, he was lost in life, and then all of a sudden he came back to the proper path.
The father says, I want to keep an eye on you. I want to hold you close. I don't ever want to lose you again. I don't want to let go of you.
Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, kishiroa adam holich b'derech lo tov, v'achar kach oseh tshuva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a Jew strayed far away, and now he wants to come back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bina. What's Bina? What's Bina? Hashem says, I want to lock arms with you, and I never want to let go of you again. So it's such a beautiful mashal. The other who's holy for derech lo tov v'achar kach oseh tshuva, lokech oso alav mamish kiviyachol. V'lachein osios beiz nun, kodiyam osios yud hey. Look how it's written. Right? The bet comes before the yud, and the nun comes before the hey. It's as if you're walking in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is keeping an eye on you. Hashem's right behind you every step of the way. And he's locking arms with you. Kamay rechazal, b'makom shabali tshuva om dim ein tzadikim. The place where the Baal Tshuva stands. What does that mean? Look where the Baal Tshuva is standing in this case. He's standing in front of Hashem. Who walks before the king? The king, either back to the king. The king says, no, I want to keep an eye on you. Hashem says, I'll trail behind you. So I can keep you in my... I don't want to lose you again. I lost sight of you at one point. I don't ever want to lose sight of you again. That's what the concept of Bina means. A beautiful hezber from the Kashas Sur Magid. Bina olam atshuva nikreis ima ila. So let's go a step further. Now we come back. We have a better understanding of what Bina is. It's the restoration of a ben to Ka, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said, it's called ima ila. Turn the page. Kamavur bazar kadosh. Ve'al titosh toras imecha. Do not abandon the Torah Simecha, on the top of page Shin Nun. Do not abandon Torah Simecha, says the Zohar Kadosh, Da Hi Bina. Torah Simecha, the connection, the Torah that comes from the mother. In other words, the message that comes from the Sfira, the feminine side of Bina, is Tshuva. Al Titosh Torah Simecha, Al Titosh, don't detach, don't separate. That's what Chayit is. It's distancing, it's separating. The mother says, I want to keep you close. I don't, right? The mother often is even more uptight than the father about making sure that the son doesn't wander off. And the father says, let him be. And the mother says, he has to call. I need to know where he is, who's he hanging out with. Right? That's a good Jewish mother. The chayin mavur ha'od parshas achremos. Misitra the ima bina iskari. From the side of, again, the feminine side, that's where bina is derived. U'matzinu akach remez akasuv. Kim labina tikra. Kim Labina Tikra. That Bina is from that place of aim,
Right? That's where it draws itself from. What does that mean? Vabir v'zebedech hapshat. Alpimash apirish Rashi b'shem Rav Moshe Adarsha. Mashal the ben shifcha. Where's this Rashi? But midbar yutes. What's the context? Chevra. If Rashi quotes Rav Moshe Adarsha, they say, I know that Rashi. Chukas. This is right. This is after Rashi says there's no explanation for Chereg. He says, but by the way, I'll tell you what it's about. And I'm sorry for Paraduma. I'll tell you what it's about. Paraduma zos. Right, Zos Chukas HaTorah, the ultimate Chok. Doesn't make any sense. The guy ever going to make fun of us. By the way, you want to know what it's about? It's actually a very simple explanation. So a lot has been written about that. So do we understand it or we don't understand it? Shlomo HaMelech said, V'hi Rechoka. It's very far from me. V'hi Rechoka is Gematria Paraduma. He said, I don't understand Paraduma. I understand everything Shlomo says. I don't understand Paraduma. Rashi quotes from Moshe Darshan. He says, I'll give you a simple mashal. I'll explain to you Paraduma. Paraduma is a tikkun for Chereiga. Para, Ega, same family. Mashal ben Shifcha, Shatine Platat Shamelech. The maid's son, right, the maid servant in the king's palace. So one day, they walk in and they see this little kid, he's coloring all over the walls. Well, coloring on the walls of the palace with his crayons. Amru, so the other Avadim and Shvachos of the palace said to her, right, or said amongst themselves, Tavo Imo, let his mother come and clean up the mess. So too. Okay, right, so what do you see? Again, what's the end of that Rashi? So too, Klal Yisrael got involved with an eagle. So let the mommy cow come clean up the mess of the baby cow. That's the basic idea, this is Moshe Darshan. But what do you see from this? Okay, mitas bina, shemimena yored or hachuva al Yisrael, kedei lechapra al vonasam, nikra ima ila. Let the mother come and clean up the mess. This is a beautiful insight he's sharing here. See what he said? Look at the mashal. The mashal is, a kid started up, the ben wasn't acting the way he was supposed to, let the mother come and clean up the mess. The mother is what? The imayla. Imayla is bina. Bina is the olam of tshuva. And that's exactly what's being hinted to here. Let the mother come and clean up the mess. Now we understand a little deeper what the Neshama Moshe Rabbeinu in that passage in the Zohar was saying to Rav Shimon. That is through Dafka the Zohar that you're going to get out of the Golis. By Chibura di Lach di Yosef Razar, min Zahara di Imayla Tshuva. That this Chibur, this volume of writing, right, what you call the Halakha Zohar, emanates from what? From the light of Imayla, which is Tshuva. Klomar, Rash Bizacha Legalos Bizar, Kadosh Chidushe Torah Me Olam Abina, She Imayla Olam Tshuva. So when a Jew studies the Zohar Kadosh, Nishpa li Yisrael or Hatshuva me Olam Abina, it gets a Jew in a good place. Okay? So now the question is, do you have to understand what it says to get into a good place? Or is it just making contact with it? That is a lofty form of tshuva. I'm coming into contact with something from that world of tshuva, from that world of bina, of Yimayla. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman in those Dalit, Lima Zohar Tikkun LeNefesh Afilam Eino Maven. The Zohar is helpful to a person, even if he doesn't understand. Where do we get such an idea? Al pia amar naskel lahavin mashakosam akuba aloki. Rav Yitzchak Isaac mikamarna in his Nesiv Mitzvosecha. Let's see what it says from the Rebbe of Kamarna in his Nesiv Mitzvosecha. V'roi lekva atzvo lilmod chamesh dapin b'zohar b'chol yom. A person should have a daily schedule of reading the pages of the Zohar. Hu to'eles gadol v'tikun gadol l'nefesh. And you'll see, it's a big thing. It has a big hashpah on a person. It has an ability to illuminate a person, to refine a person. You'll be a different person. Certain averos that we sometimes fall into, when you spend a little time a day, very mitzinah, it doesn't have to be a known thing. Take a couple minutes a day, and you read a passage from the Zohar. You become a more elevated person. That is baduk menusa. Right? That requires no testing. You'll see it for yourself. And it doesn't take a long time to warm up to such an idea. Because you're being osek in such a deep thing. Such a holy thing. It has the ability to burn away, to destroy all sorts of negative behaviors and all sorts of lowly taivos. Lizkos v'noam Hashem. To come to a place of pleasantness, it heals and cleanses the soul. The Arizal used to also prescribe this as medicine for a person who needs to do tshuva. Study a little bit of Zohar, and you'll see it'll cleanse off your soul. Says that's what I was makabel from my rebbe. Okay. And this that he's quoting from the Arizal, that the Arizal would prescribe a person, a section of Zohar, an amount of Zohar to study in order to cleanse himself. Where do we find such an idea? The Chida brings this idea in his Shema Gedolim. The Shema Gedolim of the Chida is a magnificent sefer. It's written in two parts. The Chida was a tremendous lover of Jewish books. He was a Baki in Svarim, and he wrote a sefer called the Shema Gedolim. Half the sefer is short biographical entries on the authors. And the other half of the Sefer, right here is quoting, you see, Ma'arecha Svarim. The second half of the Sefer is he goes through, he lists off all of the Svarim that were well known to him at his time, and he gives a brief description of the Sefer. So it's personalities and the writings in this book called Shem HaGadol. What does it say in the Chida? In the Ma'arecha Svarim, under the entrance for Bahir, presumably referring to the Sefer HaBahir, again, one of the early works of Kabbalah, Kasu Gori Arizal, he says, I've heard from the Gurei Arizal, meaning the Talmidei Ari, that what? That when a person studies Zohar, the Arizal said that's a tremendous tikkun. The Harav Zatzal, namely the Arizal himself, Nason tikkun lebal tshuva limud chamisha dafet shel Zohar b'chol yom, after lo yada mai kamar. Even if you don't know what it says. Now he's adding a piece. We didn't have this line yet. If you go back to the writings of the Sivan Tzosecha, from the Kamarna, it didn't say that he doesn't know what he's reading. Right? It just said the Arizal would prescribe 5 dafim for a Baal Teshuva. But here he's adding, Aftalo Yodha Maika Amar. Dikriyasa Zau Hilula. Paraphrasing the Gemara where? And Megillah's Afyodal. That reading the Megillah, right, is the Hallel. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? The Gemara gives several answers. One of them is, reading the Megillah is the Hallel. So paraphrasing that says, the Chida, reading it is the Hallel. Reading it is a great thing. It accomplishes. It achieves its goal. Obviously, there's many levels of achieving one's goal. But on a very basic level, reading the Zohar Kadosh will make you a more refined, elevated, spiritually connected individual. Kriyasa Zohi Lula. Laheir HaNefesh L'Takta. That the reading of the Zohar itself brings a great tikkun to a person. The Chida in his small little sefer Avodas HaKodesh explains further, Limud Sefer HaZohar Merumam Al Kol Limud. It is the loftiest form of learning. B'shagam lo yalda mai kamar. Even if you don't know what you're saying, so I say, okay, so why don't I just sit and learn Zohar all day? What's the answer to that question? Okay, 5 daf. What's the answer to that question? If he says that Limud HaZohar is the loftiest thing, you don't even need to understand it, what's the answer to that question? The answer is because we're not extreme people. And you have to be a balanced person. Right? So if the doctor tells you this is the healthiest item to eat, you're not only going to eat that item. You still have to have a balanced diet. Why? It's so healthy. Why would I eat anything else? The answer is because that itself would be unhealthy. So we can acknowledge on the one hand that the Zohar is the loftiest text of all. Right? You have to be careful now because now people say, well, the loftier than the Torah, it's different than the Torah. It's different than the Torah. It's meant to be used differently. It's a different type of medicine. Not necessarily to be compared, you know, very directly. But in a certain sense, the intensity of the Zohar Kadosh, Pnimiyas HaTorah, if you remember, we quoted earlier this year, remember the Medrash that says that there are Gimel Novlos, right? There are three things in this world which are a miniature version, an unripened version of the real thing. Torah is what? Noveles Chachma Shamala. It's an unripened version of higher wisdom. Sounds very strange. Is something higher than the Torah? The answer is yes. There's the inner dimensions of Torah, which is not written on the surface of our Torah. There's deeper Torah. Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei was the lashon of the Medrash in Vayikra, paraphrasing the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Torah Me'iti Teitzei. Torah will emerge from me. Medrash says, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei. A new Torah is going to come to the world. That sounds like a dangerous thing. New Torah, what does that mean? It means a deepening of the Torah. So yes, it's not completely heretical to say that what a person can get out of the Zohar, the strongest of medicines, on a certain level, being very careful how I'm saying this, is in some ways the greatest of all. And again, that doesn't mean that we spend all day learning Zohar. But if it's a very powerful tool, and even for a person who doesn't understand, it's a vitamin that we can take on a daily basis, maybe we should. Mishagam lo yada mai ka'amar. The afsha yitta b'kriyasa, and even if you don't know how to read it properly, hu tikun gadol l'neshama. The fishagam dechol ha-Torah, shemosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chida says, I know, of course, that the Torah in its entirety, from beginning to end, Like the Ramban writes in his Akdamah to Chumash, is made up of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol makom, nislav shebekam sipurim. V'adam koryo meven sipurim, nos indaito shad ha-pashur. What's the advantage of the Zohar over the Chumash? Chida explains very clearly. The advantage is that when I learn Chumash, I understand what I'm saying. And because I understand, so to speak, al derech pshat, so I've taken a lofty thing and I've turned it into a nice story about some people. Now some very great people, some very important stories. But I've brought it down into, on some level, the realm of pshat. Which means I've diluted it. I've watered it down. When you learn the Zohar, I'll say for Zohar, he has sodos atzmin begiloi. When you learn the Zohar, right, you're experiencing sod. That's all you experience on the surface. You don't get trapped on the surface level of pshat. It's not written al derech pshat. Va'kore yodeh sheim sodos. You know from the beginning that you're being osek in sodos and sisrei Torah. El she'eino muvan mikoytzer hamasig v'omek hamusag. And therefore, your kavana is a kavana of sod. And therefore, Zohar, in that sense, has the ability to be more impactful. Because we don't mess it up by bringing our pshat understanding to the table. It comes from such a high place that even if we don't understand what we're saying, and therefore it has a tremendous koach to transform a person. Okay, Rabosai, we're coming to the end of the mimer. We have two osios left. Osai. Bizchus azar kadosh yigal yisrael brach. So now we come to the final step, which is what? Today, Lag Omer, the celebration of the Zohar. And we have a whole new appreciation for the Zohar, hopefully, after today. The Zohar brings us a tshuva, the Zohar comes from a place of Bina, and Bina is a place of a mother, and a mother who wants to keep an eye on her son, and the Beis, and the Yod, and the Nun, and the Hay, all interwoven, like Hashem Tzermagid told us. Beautiful things. Let the mother come and clean up her son's mess. We understand the Rashi much better in Parshas Chukas now. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman, so how does this all bring us to Gula? Final steps. So let's go a little further in that mimer from the Zohar. By tasting from the tree of life, namely the Zohar, a Jew will be able to emerge from the Golus. V'chein matzino b'tikune Zohar, tikun vav, ki aliyahu anavi amar l'rashbi. Rabbi, Rabbi, antu ilana d'rabba v'tokif b'raisa. You are that great, strong tree, who is so firm in his Torah. Ba'an b'ndilach, through your branches, the inon, evarin kedishin, through your holy limbs, kama oifin sharyan taman. The birds that reside, like the birds that reside in the branches of a tree, so too through your limbs are also filled with birds. What does it mean? Rashi's limbs, his holy limbs, are filled with birds. The nishmasin kadishin kegavna del eila, right? The nishamos that are attaching themselves to you. You are that tree that klai so eitz chayim ilmachazikim ba. Hold on to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Eitz chayim ilmachazikim ba. Right? Machazikim ba means what? Achazikim means to hold on to it tight. The same way Bina, again, the letters are tied together in such a deep way. That's why Rav Aaron of Karlin, in the base Aaron, said, anyone who has a moon in Rashbi gets what? Gets chizuk from Rashbi. What's the chizuk you get from Rashbi? The chizuk is Eitz Chaim Machazikim ba. Chizuk means that you're holding on in a strong way. So Rashbi says, Eliyahu Navi, you are that central pillar. You are that strong tree. You have a certain depth of vision. And people are clinging to you. The neshamos are clinging to you. Just like the birds sit in the branches of the tree, these holy souls are residing in your branches, so to speak. Like it says, the Itmar Bey, Uva Anfohi Yidurun Tzipur Ishmael. That, right, in your branches reside the birds from the heavens. Like it says in Daniel. The Kama B'nei Nasha Letata Yisparnasun Mihai Chibur Dilach. And many people down below are going to get Parnasa, spiritual Parnasa, and also physical Parnasa, but spiritual Parnasa from your Chibur, from your writings, from your work. Kad Yisgali Letata B'dara Basra L'Sof Yomaya. When your work is revealed, when your teachings are revealed to the final generation at the end of time, Uvigine, and because of that, Ukrasum Dror Baritz. There will be freedom in the land. There will be Gula. It's such a beautiful imagery. Right? The Rashba, you are that firmly implanted tree of Torah, that foundation of Torah, we're clinging to you, like birds in the tree, who want so badly to find a place of shelter. And therefore, Rashbi, those who cling to you are going to receive their parnasa from you. You're going to protect them, to watch over them, and in the end, you're going to bring them to a place of what? Ukrasem dror ba'aretz. You'll bring them to a place of gula. V'nir lakashra shnei advarim shorayim mehem da gamyach. Aleph. Hazar kadosh humibina imayla tshuva. Again, let's put the two ideas together. The Zohar on the one hand is tshuva. The Zohar on the other hand, days, lima hazar mesuga lakarvis gula brachvim. How do you put the two together? It's pasha. Everybody knows that the key to gula is tshuva, bring the world to a perfected state. Alpi ma'amar b'gemara, the Gemara in Yoma Pevav Mebeis tells us gedola tshuva shemekareves as ha'geula. Alkein b'schus limerazar kadosh, which is mibina, which is imayla, which is shorash tshuva. So pashtut klal Yisrael is going to be zochet to geula. Right? Good. Clear. V'yesh l'hosif tavlin levar b'zeh. But he says, I want to explain a little bit more of this imagery that's being painted for us by the Zohar HaKadosh. What was the Lashon? We begin to see the Yisrael, the mitam ilan dechai. They're going to taste from the tree of life, which is the Zohar. They're going to come out of the galus, and it's going to be a fulfillment of badad yanchenu ve'eini mo el nechar. What does that mean? Says Rav Pinchas Friedman. Let's quote a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im Yisrael osin tshuva nigalan. V'imlav, ein nigalan. Very scary. Says Rabbi Eliezer, this of course is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus tells us that if the Jews do tshuva, great, it'll be gula, and if we don't do tshuva, you're going to be stuck in galus forever. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, no way. Im einos in tshuva, ein nigalan. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamad lehen melech shegzeirosof kashos kahaman. V'yisraelos in tshuva machzir lemut. What's going to happen if we don't do tshuva? What will Hashem do? He'll force tshuva upon us. It can't be that Hashem is going to let us just remain stuck in limbo. If we don't do tshuva, Hashem will put an enemy over us, a melech of sorts, the likes of Haman, who will be so threatening that it caused, the same way Haman caused, a massive tshuva movement, so too. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're slacking off at the end of the days, Hashem will threaten us with all sorts of Rahman al-Tzan harsh decrees, and that will move us to tshuva, and that will automatically create geula. Nimtzeinu l'meid mizeh. What do we see from this Gemara Sanhedrin? Kim yis'or Yisrael lachzer b'tshuva me'atzmam, yizku l'geula mitoch rachem. If we do tshuva on our own, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take us out in a very pleasant way. Avalim chas v'shalom lo, yis'or b'tshuva, last page. If we don't do tshuva on our own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleyem melech kohaman, shegzeirosav kashos, Kadesh Yahsru Bitshuva Mitoch Dinim Vaonchim Velo Mitoch Rachim. Sorry, I have to write something down. I just thought of something. The Gemara says that Haman, it's funny, right? I was bothered as I'm reading this. Haman, it keeps calling Haman a Melech. Haman wasn't a Melech. The Gemara Dafka even makes a point that, right? Luleg, of course the Pasuk can tell him. Lulei, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us, Bukum Aleinu, Adam. When a person rose up against us. The Gemara makes a point, Adam v'lo Melech. It was Dafka Haman, who wasn't a Melech. Why is that worse than a Melech? So if you look at the Mefarshim, Maseches Megillah, I think it was Maratzchias explains, that an Adam, good, you're thinking good, that a Melech, right, the Pasuk says, that Lev Malachim, the hearts and minds of a melech are controlled by a Kadosh Baruch. A melech that's servicing the masses, in a certain way, a Kadosh Baruch is guiding him. So in some ways, to come up against a Haman, if Ahasuerus is just a puppet, right? If a president, if a world leader is really just a puppet in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch, being manipulated by a Kadosh Baruch, it doesn't say they don't have free will, but Hashem is guiding, there's a certain hashkacha for people who are making those larger decisions as being guided by a Kadosh Baruch. But Haman is not a melech. Haman's an Adam. Which means Bechira, so to speak, is more free. And that was what was more scary and more threatening. But what's bothering me further? So again, first of all, here it's calling Haman a Melech. Yes. Here's calling Haman a Melech. And the Gemara is down there. Is Dafka saying, Adam below Melech. Okay, so that's a question. But another question is bothering me even more. Because yesterday we learned, what did we learn yesterday? Atem Kriyam Adam, and not Odei Chachavim. The term Adam is Miyuchad for Klal Yisrael. So how could it say Adam v'lo Melech Haman? It's mashma that Haman's a Jew. No, so Hashem, what's the answer? Haman was a Jew. Everybody knows that Haman was a Jew. Haman was a Jew? Yes, Haman was a Jew. No? The Chassam Sofer says that Haman was a Jew. As my brother always likes to teach this Chassam Sofer, Haman was a Yid. How do you know Haman was a Yid? Because Haman sold himself as a slave to Mordechai. And what happens when an Eved undergoes that process? He becomes a Jew. Even as an Eved, he's chayiv in the mitzvahs like a woman. So Haman, and there's many things, the Chassam Sofer shows wondrous things throughout Megillas Esther, which reflect this reality that Haman in some ways knew that he was actually part of the Jewish people, and that's what made this whole plot against the Jews so thoroughly messed up. Yeah? So Adam v'lo Melech, but now, forgetting the stira between Megillah and Sanhedrin, Adam v'lo Melech means that's a raya, but Kumaleinu Adam, calling Haman an Adam, is a further proof. That Gemara, Megillah, we have a new raya for the Chassam Sofer. We have a new raya that Haman, in fact, was an Adam v'lo Melech. And why does that make them more threatening? It means that you have a Jew against another Jew on some level. Not all Adam. You have Adam v'lo Melech, a Jew against a Jew. That's a scary thing. That's a scary thing. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be happy about such a thing. So it would be better if a Melech of Umas HaOlam would go up against us than this sort of renegade Jew of sorts, Haman. Okay, I think I've gotten this far enough off topic, so let's come back. I just didn't want to lose sight. I didn't want to lose that thought. We'll save it for next year for Purim. Okay, good. So coming back now to Pinchas Friedman. So what does he say? What were we saying? That if the Jews will do tshuva, Hashem will take us out bracha. If we don't do tshuva, Hashem is going to put a Melech like Haman over us. Kadesh Yachsu b'tshuva mitoch dinim v'onchim v'lo mitoch rachim. So therefore, if we study the Zohar, we can spare ourselves a lot of hardship. Brings us to Tshuva Shlema, and therefore, that meaning, what's he being medayik? He's saying, why does the Lashon of the Zohar say that through the Zohar Kadosh, you'll come to Tshuva Berachamim? Because the other option is you don't learn Zohar, you don't do Tshuva on your own, and you come to Tshuva through harsh gezeros, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us. So that's what the Zohar is being brought me. Get involved with the Zohar Kadosh. Get involved with Kedusha. You'll be a different type of Jew. Klaus will be a different type of people. And Mamela, there'll be a tshuva with Rachamim. We won't need the threats of annihilation of our people in order to wake us up to return to Hashem. V'zeo shavarayim mehem nil rashbi. By chibur adilach diyu zar. Sefer Zohar min Zohora. Ima ilah tshuva be'ilin lo tzorech nisayim. B'zchus ha-Zohar ain't tzarech nisayon ha-galus. There's the answer to our question. That through tshuva, through the Zohar, you won't need this nisayon. Meaning what? You won't need to be challenged constantly by galus, because Hashem will put an end to the galus. Shi'amun aleim ha-kadosh baruch hu melech kosher kahaman. U'mefarish ba-omer, u'vegin da'asid ni-yisrael la-mitam, u'ilana da'chaya di'iu, hai-sefer Zohar, yifkun be'imin galusa, berachamim, and everything will be beautiful, and it will be a fulfillment of the pasuk, Hashem ba'dar yilchenu, ve'ein imo el nechar, and there's not going to need to be a foreign body trying to rule over us to scare us into returning to Hashem. We come now to the final os. Os above. Ha'gula asidu b'koch nun shari bina. Now we can understand Rashi's koch a bit further. What does it say there in the Zohar? Pasuk says, the same way that you left Mitzrayim, and saw wondrous things, so too when Mashiach comes, you're going to exit from the galus with wondrous things. Ki b'torah nizkru chamishim pami yitzias Mitzrayim, negid chamishim shari bina, shahotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu imam es yisrael Mitzrayim. This is a fascinating thing. And there are different traditions on how to calculate it, as he tells us in brackets. 50 times the Torah mentions yitzias Mitzrayim. Now again, you can look in this farm, they show you where are the 50 places the Torah specifically mentions the emergence of Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Right, he says, Kvar Tarchu HaRamak in the Pardes Rimonim, Ramosha Cordovero in his Pardes Rimonim, the Gra in his Biur to Tikune Zohar, and there are, I'll let you know that there are others, who calculate, what? Megala Mukos has a calculation as well. What are the 50 places where the Torah talks about Yisrael Mitzrayim? Sometimes it's more clearly stated. Right? The 50th one, by the way, the highest one, this farm says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the deepest, that's the highest, loftiest expression of Yitzias. There are 50 times in the Torah that it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Can they get the 50 Shari Bina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out with us from Mitzrayim? Therefore, Mavur Bazar Kadosh, Ki Kamosh, Hotia Kadosh Baruch, Yisrael Mizraim, Bechamishim Sharibina, Kein La'asid Lavo, Yigal Kadosh Baruch, Yisrael, Dechamishim Sharibina, just as we left Mizraim, and we came to new levels, heights of understanding, so too when Mashiach comes. Ki Meitzeischa Me'eret Mizraim, Al Yedei Nun Sharibina, so too in the future, Erenu Niflaos, of course we know, is what? Nun Plaos. Nun Plaos. I'll show you wondrous things. 50 wondrous things. 50 plaus. Pella. Pella, the word Pella is also connected to that sphere of Bina. Shigal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yedei Giloi Nun Plaus Shari Bina. V'yishlavar b'zeh ma'amar. With this we understand, again, in a deeper way, the Gemara that we quoted from Yoma. G'dolet tshuva shemekareves ezagula. In what sense? Kayidei tshuva ma'orim eshorash ha'tshuva mibina ima ila sheish bar nun shari bina. When we study, when we're osek in tshuva, and it awakens ima ila, which is an awakening of Bina, which is awakening of the Nun, Shari Bina. That's what we need for Geula. Erenu Niflaos, Kimeit Seis Chumer at the time. Erenu Niflaos, Nun Plaos. So Tshuva itself awakens the Shari Bina, which is part and parcel of that final Geula. Concludes our Pinchas Friedman. Me'at, Yizbar B'yeser Seis Divrei Raya Mehemna. Now we can come back one final time to this line from the Zohar that says, well, through this magnificent work, which is an awakening of Ima Ila Tshuva, we will come out of the Galus Berachame. In his Shir Bar Yochai, in the seventh stanza, what does it say in Bar Yochai? Bar Yochai Bekodesh HaKadoshim Kav Yarok Mechadish Chadashim Sheva Shabbosos Sod Chamishim. What's the Sod Chamishim? What's the Sod Chamishim? Alpi Amavur B'Tikune Zohar. Tikune Zohar tells us that the Kav Yarok, the green line, yeah, is what? Is a reference to Bina, Ima Ila. Yarok Kezav Misitra Di Ima Ila Di Tshuva Kav Yarok Di Ischar Kol Alma. There's a green Kav, a line, that surrounds the whole world, and it's connected to that sitra, the side of Ima Ila, it's connected to Bina, it's connected to Tshuva. So it says, the Piyot, Bar Yochai, Bekodesh HaKadoshim, Perush, Rashbi Zachal Alos, the Dichanis, Bekodesh HaKadoshim, Hu Olam HaBina. Rashbi reached the higher spheres. He entered into that highest point, again, on the left side of the spheres, namely that world of Bina. Kav Yarok Mechadish Chadashim. He entered the Kav Yarok, which again is the Bina, and Nikra Kav Yarok. Sheva Shavasos, Sod Chamishim. Shezachal Ore Bekach, Sodos HaTorah, the Chamishim Shari Bina, Erenu Niflaos, Nun Plaos, El Sha'at Navar, Kirash Bizachal Hasig Eshar HaNun, Merbi Kiva Rabbo. Really, as we've been explaining in all of the things we've been learning this year, that everything that happens with Rashbi is really just a processing of the teachings of his Rabbi Akiva, Ve'yosra Advar Maruchim. We'll put them in a separate mimer. He says, if you want to know where Rashbi came to this understanding of Bina, of Nun Plaos, of Tshuva, of Ima Ila, it was all because of his Rabbi Akiva. That's another mimer for another time. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zochet to do Tshuva, and be Mekayim this mimer Chazal and Yoma, Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevitz, Zagula, Shemizochet, Zagula Shlema, Meher, Vimeno, Amen.